going to start with that? Or have we already started?
We haven't started. We're starting now. Because I ain't had it in it, so I might as well. If we're going to be touching on it, yeah.
Cool. Nah, but it's going to lean into you.
Yeah.
I hope that was not on purpose, by the way.
Yeah,
that's my only girl, only one. Down there ain't no other one. I'ma work my magic with this one. I'ma turn you on, girl. I hope you understand. There can't be no other man. Trying to get with you since day, that was my only plan. Just want you, that's no cap. All that spit is straight fast. Come on, girl. I just wanna know just where you had a birthday. I can make you feel so relaxed, but I can't lie. I've been tipsy sipping on this shit at all. I'm a kung fu. We can start with some foreplay.
Okay.
Trying to make you feel good, that's my fault.
Yeah,
that's my fault. We can do it all night. We can do it all day. You know, a nigga like me, yeah, I don't care. Rich vibes in, rich vibes. Rolling on smoke, yeah, fuck like a pilot. Like a pilot. Wanna climb on top, ride it, test drive it. Find a gun. Hypnotized by a body, yeah, so enticing. Don't know what the time is, yeah, like I'm not time crisis. There ain't no other one. I'ma work my magic with this one. I'ma turn you on, girl, I hope you understand. There can't be no other one.
Trying
to get with you since day, that was my own. My only fan, only fan. There ain't no other one. I'ma work my magic with this one. I'ma turn you on, girl, I hope you understand. There can't be no other one. Trying to get with you since day, that was my only plan.
Yeah, Stainless. If you are ready now, Stainless is in the building, but
indeed.
Okay.
Indeed.
Okay.
But
hey.
We're talking
You're saying this is your you're saying to take.
Tell me that. It's crazy.
It's me.
Word?
Tell me, girl, can I get between?
Yeah.
But hold on, baby, let me go this week.
Trust me.
We in the car, smoking on that tree.
Hey.
I've got on my jeans and you looking super sweet.
Trust
me. Looking like a tree, I wanna eat. Might just turn you to my super freak.
Super.
Yes, I'm from the south, I'm from the west. I can't lie, baby, you do the best.
Hey.
I like your vibe, you do ease my stress.
Hey.
You wanna ride, now we in the best. Like,
this video,
yeah, man. That boy sliding,
video for this coming soon, bro.
That boy sliding,
the video gonna be so amazing. This shit gonna be sexy, you know what I'm saying? Gonna be sexy, fun, romantic, fly, handsome.
some
gorgeous, but flawless,
you know what I'm saying?
Cinematic, stainless, stainless cinematic, cinematic universe.
Back to the SCU and that. Right, I hear it.
It's putting it to an existence, you know what I'm saying? There's a whole lot of work needs to be done, but you know what I'm saying? We can get it done. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I agree though. I agree still. Like, even though I don't want to jump, actually, fuck it, let's jump straight into it. But, yeah, it's funny you said stainless cinematic universe. Because I feel like this particular project, you've created, like, you've created a certain world in which you're expressing your love for your significant other. Do you get me?
Yeah.
And it comes through throughout. Like, I was going to say, like, why didn't you make it like a radio station type thing? Like, you could have incorporated like certain skits, for example.
Yeah.
Because it's a vibes and frequency and that, but.
I mean, I had like so many ideas that I wanted to do, but you know what I'm saying? Like, the help and support wasn't really there. And I was trying to get things moving. But like, I just thought, I just gave myself a date and everything would just fall in line, but it didn't work out that way. So I was just like, fuck.
I hear it though. But you still managed to create it, which is the main thing. Do you get me? So, yeah. Man, like. Yeah, but yeah, going back to what I was going to ask as well, it seems like your process as of right now has been like you're very prolific with just dropping music and that. Like, is there any reason for that?
I just want to stay consistency. I just got a lot of music that I just want to put out. So I just want to this year I'm gonna put like a lot of singles, but I'm trying to get like a lot of visuals involved as well. Just more here for me, and I just want to be in people's face a lot, I guess, with the music. Like, I just dropped, guys, I just dropped again. Hi, it's me again.
Yeah, I hear that stuff.
Let's see. No, I hear it.
Nah, that's proper. That's proper stuff.
Let's get a quick intro in.
Cool.
Quick intro. Yeah, sure enough.
It's your boy Max, aka Max Rurion, aka Manchester, aka Nick without headphones, aka Red Note Time is head of the Papistan Association. AKA Back Outside Boys, aka him and Few Williams.
It's your boy Iris, Top Shooter, Art Dealer, TCF Trippy, you already know. Hayland FC to the world, you already know. Yeah, man. The boy Psycho really out here. yeah, man. Hip hop culture. Yeah, man.
Love.
We outside.
Yeah, man, it's your boy Up Stainless, aka Stain or Stainless.
Just,
aka the man that can't be stained, apparently.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Aka Handsome and Fly.
I hear it still. But yeah, man, let's tap in real quick. So,
let's go.
Vibes and Frequency.
Mm-hmm.
What was the inspiration? But I can kind of get a gist. But what was the inspiration for you?
Some of them songs are like, they're on that tape are like, I think they're like 2 years old. Yeah, my son just chose 2 years old, bro. So it's just been there, like chilling. It's been chilling the vault for a minute, still. I won't lie. So that shit has been. Okay. I just added like more, like in the same year it came out. So like, yeah, and I just said, yeah, man. Let me Let me show what people where I'm done it. Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Mad.
So what was like? So like, where would you say you got like the inspiration from for
this? Man, from a lot of things, really, like R&B. Because, you know what I'm saying, Rhymes and Frequency, you know what I'm saying, got the R&B, so I put the, you know what I'm saying, the VNF, you know what I'm saying, because it's about the sounds, isn't it? Like, nah, it's about the sounds, you know what I'm saying?
I hate it.
About the sounds and, like, how it makes people feel.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, this is me expressing, you know what I'm saying, how I feel, but, like, through sounds, Rhymes and Frequency, you know?
Mm.
So, it's just that.
The space you feel, because that's consistent throughout it.
Yeah,
man. Even when
give you a euphoric feeling, I guess.
Yeah.
Like whoever just listen to it, you know what I'm saying? Like you look gonna like people listen to it this time, like, oh my day, just like, hey, this is a good take. Like,
yeah.
Everyone's telling me like, yo, when you played it to me last time, like, yo, this shit sounded so good on Spotify. I'm like, oh shit, thank you.
Yeah.
It's nice, like, when I just know when people hear it, they'll just be like, oh, this is dope, but like, in their own time, I guess.
Yeah, like, I agree. Like, it's very focused. Mm. Even though you say, like, you've made this over the course of, like, 2 years
and
whatnot, like, the fact that it still lines up every track informs the next one. Do you get me? Which, I feel like it's hard to do. Do you get me? To have a project with, like, a consistent feel
and
theme.
I like, you know what I'm saying, like, storytelling. And just being on theme, on theme, and just, like, making it make sense, you know, like, taking people on the journey, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to make it like a... I just imagine, like, how it'll feel like me just... being in these places and just like making it into like a song and just like expressing, like, you know what I'm saying, what I've been through and like just the feeling in that moment and just talking about it, like, yeah, it made me feel this way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think
I think
certain songs definitely show that, just in terms of like with I believe it's Victoria's Secrets, that one there. That one there.
Yeah, I was in the studio and I made that one. I'm a girl.
It's like, I don't know how to explain it, but like, there's so many, like, that vibe is obviously a certain vibe in terms of, like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, getting to business and getting it in, do you know what I'm saying? And like, I think the sonics on it kind of like helps. I don't know, like, it just, I'm still yet to try it out yet, but
wait, hold the phone. When you say try it out, what do you mean by that?
Play the song whilst I'm, you know what I'm saying?
Quick sidebar. Do you mind me playing music when you man be fucking?
Sometimes depends on the
if the music is playing,
I usually have like the TV on or some shit. But you might specifically have like a playlist dedicated.
No, there ain't no playlist dedicated.
I got a playlist. It's the vibes. It's the vibes and frequency. The freak list. If you want to get, you know what I'm saying, I got a playlist for you, like,
that's,
you know what I'm saying, if you want to see the inspiration, is this full of inspiration? Is this full of song that inspires me, you know what I'm saying? That, and you know what I'm saying, there's going to be some tracks that I'm going to be like, wow,
that song,
I'm going to put you on, bruv. I put the man them on, bruv.
Okay,
that song's going to make baby.
Telling you,
I need to tell you.
I showed it to my girl, she loves it. Telling you, know your girl, like, she loves it.
Okay, alright, fair play.
If she likes it, I love it.
Word.
Trust.
Okay. Mad.
Word.
Fair play. Okay, cool. But fucking Victoria's Secret, for example. And I need a slowed version.
I'm gonna do that still.
And I need a slow version of that.
I'm gonna do that.
I needed one of that one in particular. But if you made one, if you made like a chopped and screwed version of the whole tape, I wouldn't be mad at that still. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Do you know what's so cool about this song as well? And just in terms of like, there's so many songs that are different vibes, and this bare freaky talk as well too. And like, it matches the title. Do you know what I'm saying?
It matches the title.
So like, you just knew what you was doing. So yeah, no, like.
Respect.
Definitely cooking still.
It was just so random, like how I came up with it, because it was just like, I just had a beat, yeah, and I just had this melody, and it's just like, and Throwing your secret, show it to me. You know you're a freak, I know you're a freak. Yeah, that's what I was hard, man.
Yeah.
And then A was like, yeah, doing the high pitch. I was like, fuck. I was doing the high pitch, bro. About almost strained my throat, bro.
Nah, I hear that. That shit's fire still. Shit's fire.
Yeah, man. I feel like Michael Jackson, bro. I said, like, wow, this is probably what Michael Jackson feels. I went to grab the mic, like, this, come on. I know you're freaking.
That's so crazy. That's so crazy to me still.
Hey, no, I feel you still. That's definitely that feeling still.
Yeah, man, I hear that still.
Yeah, bro. This next joint, yeah, that's gonna come out, bro. Yeah, it's me, AR. I'm trying to get, you know what I'm saying, another artist on this. I think it's gonna be really good as well. Same kind of vibes, but it's just, this one's like a whole different vibe. It's not even like really freaky talk. Maybe I think it's freaky talk still, actually.
Okay. So is this like a phase you're in right now? Like, you see how artists have like certain phases in their career that, like, this is your like
your cinematic universe phase one, the
freaky phase.
Freaky phase. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, but you're tapping into your emotions. Let's see.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just asking because
it seems like you're inspired right now. I hear it still. I hear it a lot.
But yeah, man, there's a lot of inspiration, you know what I'm saying, flowing.
I hate
insane. Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying, love is sweet, you know what I'm saying.
That's a fact. That's a big fact. That's a big fact still. But yeah. So I'm guessing that inspired the project. Was there like any certain like artists or influences that went into this particular project?
Yeah, man, like I was listening to Umbre, she's wavy. Like, let she go a voice, and she be talking that free too. I'm like, wow, and this is vocals. I'm just like,
yeah.
Hey, bro. Who else is to, you know what I'm saying? Brent Fries. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
Emma V.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, she's called.
Emma V.
R&B singer. She's from the UK. I met her the other day, you know.
God.
Yeah, I met her in Paris Studios, man. She's really cool, man. She's really cool.
Sick.
But who else can I say? Like, you know what I'm saying? I suppose say that my guy OG Kemi as well, you know what I'm saying? Cause like, the song had to have, you know what I'm saying, some swag in there, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying, can we just go that swag, man? It would have been sick if I had him on that on this tape as well, you know. Cause it would have been sick, but definitely gonna have more songs with him. Who else was I say inspired? Yeah, AR Jiggy for sure, Vinch for sure. What else can I say? Yeah, Len. Yeah, man, it's quite a lot of inspiration from people on me and like people that's to for this one, really. Yeah, man, it's just sexy romantic, you know what I'm saying? Something.
I'm talking about, I want to talk more about the production.
Yeah.
Like, who? I believe you produced, how many did you produce on there?
I produced, I think, two songs.
Yeah. What are the two songs?
New Feeling and Pretty.
Oh, sick. Okay.
Yeah, Pretty. Yeah, those are the two songs I produced, yeah.
Okay. And were the other ones one producer or different ones?
Yeah, they were just other producers, yeah.
Okay.
And other tracks.
Several different ones?
Several different ones. I think one done like two songs.
And
just other producers, yeah, for the rest of them.
Fair. Okay. Because, yeah, no, that's even more interesting just in terms of the way that you was able to keep the sound, like, so cohesive as well.
That's nice. Thank you.
Because, yeah, with so many different producers and whatnot, like, I used to have a thing where to have, like, a project that makes cohesive sense with a sound and consistent sound needed to be one producer and whatnot. Obviously, this is an example of it not having that, so needed that stuff.
Hey, the internet is there, you know what I'm saying? I can just connect anyone, people will send me shit. And I'll just be listening to shit and finding shit. I'm like, oh shit, it's hard. I'm reaching out to people, this is sick, can I use this? I'm like, yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? Just, yeah.
Mad.
What are the producers that
you do? This is Kaiso. I can't remember the other ones, you know. My brain's blank. All I can just remember is Kaiso.
Okay.
And there's a few other guys. You know, obviously Shims and my boy Raven. Oh yeah, this one. Who produced this one?
I want you.
I want you, yeah. Fuck, who produced that one?
Yeah, because that one's crazy. The way it starts and then when the beat drops is just crazy. And
that's the only one you really rap that on. Producer, he has like a weird name. He has a weird name. That's why it's so hard to remember. The name is spelled so weird.
I don't know. But yeah, that's the only one you really rap on, as opposed to the other.
No, something as well.
Something.
And Pick Up with Peanut.
Yeah. I call that stuff like melodic rap. Do you get me? As opposed to actually trying to deliver like just a rap without leaning on that. Without that, do you get me? But yeah, like your frequent collaborators like Peanut, Vinch, Sudi, why did they have to make the tape? Because calm down.
Hey. I was going to say, they had to make the tape because it just made sense because, you know what I'm saying, like, they've, you know what I'm saying, there were some sounds where I was just like, yeah, I just heard Sudi, and there were some sounds where, like, you know what I'm saying, I'm with, like, Vinch, BG, and AR. You know what I'm saying, in my crib, in my room, recording, and just picking the beat, slapping it on, everybody just catching the vibe, and everybody just making, you know what I'm saying, I'm just like, wow, this is crazy, just made something crazy. And then, like, you know what I'm saying, being in the studio with, like, Shams and Raven, just, like, producing, And everybody's just like getting involved and on the track for pretty, you know. Yeah.
That's sick though, man.
Yeah.
The fact that you man can all come together and concoct.
Yeah, well, got the done, yeah, got Donna Lee as well on the backing vocals for New Feeling.
Oh, mad.
Yeah, Donna Lee.
I like her still. She's I like hard, her music still.
Yeah, real man. She's hard. She's hard.
That's dope though. I like that. Like the fact that you man can all come together to, yeah, create what you're creating. That. Like, bro, you man must have hella music.
I got too much music.
Hella music.
I got too much, man. I just need to just figure out how to, like, just drop them the right way and, just go off on that and then just making sure it gets the love that it deserves, you know.
I agree.
But yeah, right now I'm just trying to plan, like, you know, send the visuals. I'm trying to drop a lot of stuff for the visuals, you know.
So in terms of the process, like whilst you was making this, like, so were you getting beats and then like going through it and then, because like you did for, I believe it was Victoria's Secret, where you basically kind of hummed the melody and then you kind of like built the words into it type shit.
Yeah.
Is that kind of like the process as to how you make most of your songs? Like?
Yeah. Definitely. Like I just, like, it's just the more thing where I just go in and I just see how I feel. I just punch in, I guess, you know, going line by line. If I have like a whole concept in my head, like, I can just say it all in one go. And it's just the way I do it, really.
Yeah. No, it's cold still.
I'm trying to think if I wrote anything, and I'm not too sure.
What's it with artists and not writing?
No, I write.
Okay.
I write. I started writing before I started doing that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just that, like, I don't know, I find the bounce, I found the flow much better, because everyone says it's about the flow, really, than the words. You gotta find the flow, then you have to find the words afterwards.
That kind of makes sense, because, like,
and when the flow is there, it's like, you just talk the way you talk. And, like,
I get that, because more often than not, when I hear like reference tracks, for example, they're more often humming how they want it to sound, first, and then they'll structure the words around that. So that makes sense.
And did you record like most of this at home?
Most of them at home. But I know I recorded some bit. Mostly in my room still, actually. Yeah, in my room. And then add some bits and bobs, I guess, in the studio as well.
If you're an independent artist, that's what you need to be doing still. Get your own cool home set up. So you can mash it out.
Yeah, and to get a new microphone, man.
Yeah. Because these studios are not cheap.
Yeah, studios are cheap, man. There's only so much you can do in this. Like, if it's not your studio, if it's your studio, then boy, yeah. Or if you know someone's got a studio, then boy. Because I know they will let you use their studio if they ain't got no session. Because they're just going to be there and be like, yeah, when I come to studio, we get a free session with him in it.
I can imagine that's a lot better than having to pay whatever it is.
Yeah, but yeah, having equipment.
Yeah.
Definitely key.
It just makes life easier.
Dub heart.
Yeah.
I did wanna talk about role for you in terms of like the like you said, Biju, AR, Jiggy,
Finch.
Who is the way they're listed on the features, that how the order of of how it goes as well.
That's the order that, of how it went, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought it just made sense, like, just, mm-hmm. just to put a face to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To name.
Yeah, no, that's cold still. I did like that still. I think it was you that said her booty bouncing in her jeans.
I'm bringing them muscling jeans.
And you know it is. When you see that, that's just crazy scene. So it's just like, yeah, man. I respect it. I was like, this man's spitting.
That's facts. That's big facts. That's big facts. Yeah. I can't lie, yeah, that's big facts. But yeah. Also,
baby, go away from me.
On something.
Yeah.
Towards the end, what was that effect? Because it felt like
I literally chopped it up.
Yeah, because I was like, wait, what's that's why the what do you call it? The concept of like a radio station made sense to me more. Because like, if you had like, let's say like a skit in between or whatever,
have like the radio host.
Yeah, and then it ends. You're not like
listening
that.
To Wilson frequencies.
Exactly, it ends like that. Then it's like, alright, cool. You're tuning out of the station essentially, but then you can just restart it again and then re-listen. Do you get me?
Think of that. Yeah, true.
But yeah, nah. Yeah, I feel like the way you put it together, despite not having that, for example. You still get the gist of what the project is about. That's what I love. It's about
consistency throughout it.
Yeah. Creating that air of being freaky. Tapping.
Like, even though like there was different vibes, like something for me was like it kind of felt like a old school hip hop, like it feels to be a video for it, like it would be Lotus Firebomb type. So there was like so many different aspects of the vibes and that. So that's why I really enjoyed it, innit? In terms of like the consistency with almost each song could relate to the title of the project.
Word.
Literally completely different vibe. And it was real frequency, like, do you know what I'm saying? Like whether you're talking to a girl or whatever, like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, man, it's cold still.
Yeah, thank you.
What came first in terms of that title? Or did you put it together and then have the title? Do you remember?
No, like usually when I'm like finished the session, I just name it.
No, for the whole project.
Well, for the whole project, yeah I guess when I put so, okay. Well, there's actually a story behind this. It's crazy. So what happened was like, so the first project I did, innit, it was called Come Vibe With Me, innit. So, and then I wanted to do like another, like a part two to it. It was gonna be called And The Vibes Continue. And obviously that was like, that's still gonna probably come out. So that one's just got a different sound to it, a different vibe. And then I had all these like these R&B type kind of vibes, and then the vibe was like R&B, but like it's me like doing like on the new jazz beat or like some you know what I'm saying, some like ambience beat. I'm doing R&B, but like with a futuristic feel. I'm just like. So like some of them, like I think when I started putting it together, I was like, wow, this sounds hard. And then I was like, oh, I need the intro. So I made the intro. And then I was just like, I need the outro. And then I just put it together. And then I was just like, I just had the word vibes just stuck, or like vibes on that frequency that just stuck in my head. And I just thought like, oh, that is, yeah, because I wanted to just drop something like an R&B joint, I guess. But I can turn it, an alternative vibe.
Yeah.
And that's what the name thing came from. Had a whole concept in my head of like the TVs, the CRT TVs.
Yeah.
And like, yeah.
Yeah, that's like, what would you call it? Was it like a digitized cover? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I basically just grabbed the words from like the animations of the. So like when it was animating, just catch it when it was like glowing, just to catch the.
Mad.
Edited it on Photoshop. Yeah.
Mad.
God.
Pretty genius, though.
Thank you.
Cold graphic design as well. Mad.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, facts.
Did the intro for Slam Verse.
Yeah, word. That's big facts.
Yeah, no, that's cold still.
That's safe.
Do you want to talk about like new music and like what your what you say for the plan for the year is?
So yeah, the plan is just like I said, like I want to do more visuals. So I'm just gonna do So I'm just going to get sorted with this music video for Yeah with Sudi. So that one's.
I want to see suits in that one still.
It's gonna be on the works.
I do want to see suits in it.
Don't be flat.
And I got a whole different vibe for it. I already got it planned out. Like this shit gonna be vibes when you see it. Okay. And you gonna trust me, man. You're my vision. You gonna trust me.
Yeah.
Cause you lot gotta see what I was seeing when I was making this like music.
Yeah, that part.
You gotta see it.
I heard that fully.
So yeah, that's the plan, and like, just drop more songs. I got some other side coming. So like, you lot are thinking that Elf's on this freaky one. Like, nah, chill out, bro.
okay.
Chill out. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
I'm about to turn this shit up. Like I got some. I got some heavy joints, really.
Range.
Yeah, just that. Yeah, the Rage type. You know, saying some proper. You know, saying as proper rapping, like. You know,
okay.
And saying, like, you know, saying I got something for that. The preview, little sign. You know, saying.
Looking forward to that still.
You know, saying yeah.
What, are you going to preview it now? Or
yeah, if you want to, you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
what you said?
Let's do that, so you're in Japan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my phone. I will preview this thing.
Okay.
This one's even with Davio. Oh, yeah. Davio. But I just know his name is Dave, innit? But like, it's pretty cool. Had this crazy beat. The way I mix this as well, yeah, it's nuts. Can't wait for it to load. Sorry, guys. Bear with me for a few moments. Shut this before.
Trying to see if there's.
Yeah.
You got it.
I think I sent it to your MacBook, no?
Airdropped, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, MacBook Pro stuff.
Says waiting.
Oh, shit.
You're still waiting.
Cancel it.
Yeah, I cancelled it. doing it again. He's waiting, waiting.
Or if you can you send me an iMessage?
Oh yeah, let me try it. Sorry. Yeah, yeah. Motherfucker. How do you guys feel about Nigeria's loss?
Wait. Stop the phone. Wait. Hold the phone. Do you see it? Wait, do you see how do we feel about Nigerian girls?
No.
Because that's what I heard. I was like, wait, what's going on?
No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
Sorry, guys.
It's calm.
Did you get a message?
Yeah, I sent you by a message. No, I said, how do you feel about Nigeria's loss?
Oh, it don't bother me. I'm not Nigerian. So, bro, I was waiting on that store. I'm not gonna lie.
Just waiting on that.
Bro, listen. Man had enough egg jokes for the last few weeks. So, bro. Man was loving that store.
Hey, yeah, this is same little joke.
Yeah. You like this style, makes it wild. London boy, I'm from the east, I'm from the south. Yeah, can't do like me. I got myself, I'm holding it down.
Yeah, nice.
I need the money to use the pounds. Yeah.
You like the style, elegant babe, makes it well. London boy, I'm from the S, my king from the south.
Yeah, this is my
song. I'm coming at me with myself.
This is
home.
My
song.
Yeah.
Don't know how much.
Can't see this. I ain't even got stress. Gotta get this done, man, make this bread.
Yeah.
Tell me what's next, flex. Gotta make that step, gotta make that move. Ain't no criminal, pretty smooth. Nah, I don't look like me, so I need that cash and I need that. And I put that money cut through and I bang it. Don't even care if you niggas will run. Yeah, I gotta make it, that is a promise. Niggas like me, yeah, you know that I'm on it. Yeah, and I'm being honest. One of the shit gets a coin like a Sonic. I'm a stop this, double it up, yes, I need a profit. Time is watching the time for touching.
This is hard.
I don't need to hear that before. I don't know how much you want to give the students.
Yeah.
But I need to hear that before.
Yeah, that's hard. That's hard stuff.
You know what I'm saying? That shit's fire.
Okay. Yeah, what? So this is the this the one you're dropping next?
No, I'm not dropping this one next yet.
Okay.
I have a lot more.
Why do you guys do this?
Max hates that shit.
Bro, you man have heat in the touch. And then you man will just wait on it, just sit on it.
No, it's not. I'm waiting. Like I'm not sitting on it. I have like an order. Like I have. Do you know no, can I play another song? And they be like, "Oh, when's it gonna drop?" And I'm gonna be like, "There's an order in it. Like there's an order in it. Like me and Chida, I should have seen you. I was. That's what's actually gonna drop next. To be honest, because the other song dropping next, but." I should have sent you that, but never mind.
Okay.
Yeah, another time.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
At least it's gonna come out at some point. That's the main thing.
Yeah, just so. One more verse.
Okay, that's the one with ARG. Yeah.
That's hard.
I
should have seen that song. So done.
That's hard.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
You don't know.
Nah, that's proper store. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
And how is like producing and that for you now? Like, do you feel like you're improving on that as well as like improving? Because for me, obviously, from when you first started and whatnot to now, you can like the progression's there, isn't it? Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So, like, how would you say that you're like rapping wise, like product, like and all of that, you know what I'm saying? You've improved like loads in it now. like how would you say with your production and whatnot, like, how would you feel?
Like, I'll say like me with producing is like I feel like I'm still just finding like my just trying to find like my style and my sound and like what works for me, I guess. So I'm still just here just playing around and just, you know, just seeing whatever works really. I don't really have like a technique. I'm just trying to just see what sound I enjoy, like, you know.
Yeah.
I like ballet funk, you know what I'm saying? That one's actually ballet funk is actually fun to release.
Proper.
Kind of like,
proper.
I need to experience a ballet funk concert party still. I think
you should listen to Sango. Sango,
I
want to
feel it in the flesh. I want to see it in the flesh.
Because Sango has like bare instrumental tapes in it. You should just listen to a few of his stuff.
I heard that, but I want to be outside.
Yeah, no, come to the ballet funk. There's one that DJ normally be DJing at. Ballet funk, but I went to one on New Year's Day, but that shit was a vibe.
Yeah.
That shit was a vibe.
I heard.
That shit was a vibe.
Yeah, I heard. Washington Crest.
And then this one guy just came out swinging. It was so funny. I was so confused.
Oh, brother.
Man was swinging at the security guard. I was like, huh?
Oh, man. Take them vibes home, man.
Bro. New Year's Eve as well. Man trying to set me up the night.
Bro, they're fighting into the new year, bro. That's funny.
I love it, man. I love it.
2023. Fighting into 2024.
Bro.
Bro, you did see them crossing the line. Like, bro, man, literally fighting into the new year.
It's crazy.
Nah, man. It's just mad.
But no, but the thing is, it's a vibe, I'm telling you. It's a vibe.
Okay. What else are you tapping into recently?
What else am I tapping into? Yeah. I guess, shooting videos, I guess.
Yeah, I see the one you did for Vinci Sarchi.
Yeah,
so that was like a little joint that I did for Vinci, you know. He hit me up just saying, try and shoot, because I fuck with the cameras, you know, like just like the vintage cameras. Someone's got, I got a Super 8 film camera.
So
I've used it, but I've not really got the tapes developed yet, but I'm excited to see what I shot with those.
That's cool.
And I got a new Handycam Sony with the night vision. It's got a tape on there. And you can use a memory stick or memory cards.
Mm.
But you should get like a specific type, but yeah.
Mad.
So I've just been like low-key just documenting stuff as well, like just documenting shit.
We're gonna be outside soon, we're trying to bring back Slam Talk TV.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Need to run that back still. But yeah, no. What do you say, Max?
What new music in that?
Yeah, new music on the way, man. I mean, I dropped it. Yeah, like I said, I dropped a song yesterday.
Yeah.
It's called My Only One. You know.
Is there any other artists you're listening to at the moment? I know you're definitely listening to the man, like you said.
Yeah.
Like the Ventures of the Soul.
I'm listening to love. I'm listening to, like I said, Ambray. Now she's wavy. I was listening to her. Who else was listening to?
Have you listened to the Kid Cudi project?
I have, you know.
Yeah. Insane or something like that.
Okay, let's check it out.
I don't know.
Listen to Uno. Yeah, Uno Activist. Jelly Kingdom's hard.
Jelly Kingdom?
Yeah.
Man can't talk too much on that stuff.
Dude, kid.
I think she's hard.
I ain't listened to her music clip.
Bro! Nah, don't do that.
I haven't listened to her.
He's not listening to the music.
I'm not listening to the music.
That's fine. She got a hard track with Uno, though. That's trying to be hard.
Who's Uno?
Uno the Activist.
Oh, I don't know him, so.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah,
from America,
Kai's cousin, apparently.
Okay. He don't sound like Cardi though, does he? No. Fair. R&B too, or rapper.
It's like, no, he's like what Cardi does. They got a song together. Called what? I don't think about that song.
Wait, with Jada Kingdom.
Yeah, Jada Kingdom.
And she be spitting like that.
Bro, she spun. You know, it was hard, bro.
No, she can spit. You can tell from her diss record. She can spit.
Yes, that's true.
Bro, she spun. You know, bro.
But you know, it's I didn't think she was so hard. Now you're saying this. Okay. I didn't know that she was a real rapper.
Bro, she's hard. What's her name? She's spun a different. Man. She's spun stuff like that, bro. She did
Sorry, yeah.
Sorry, Steph London, but yeah.
Sorry,
I didn't. Yeah. Sorry, love.
But no, like, yeah, I didn't think she. I thought she was just. Do you know what I mean?
Don't do that.
No, that's what I thought she was. I didn't know she did all music and that.
Nah, she's been making music, man.
I didn't know. I wasn't tapped in. I didn't even have know about her till the beef, you know. So, thought she was just like a... No, you know what I mean?
She's been doing her thing for a minute, bro.
Like a new Burns Burgers or something like that.
Huh?
Respect, man. Respect the thing. Nah, she been making music and she been making music.
Fair.
But
I need to go priest though.
Yeah, nah, I get what you mean. What's that? Is it Davido? What do you say again? When I look into your eyes, all I see is your waist or whatever. that type of energy and that.
Oh my days.
Hey, spitting.
But yeah, nah, she raps though.
Oh shit, sorry guys.
She raps. But yeah. Who else? Who I've been listening to? H.O.P.'s thing.
Oh, I need shit. Who's out?
I don't know how I feel about that. I'm not gonna lie. I don't know. There's a few songs I like on there. Performances, I would say. From Blaze, Danny Stern.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd say they're the top performers for me personally. I wasn't really impressed by the rest of it. I have to keep it real still.
Yeah. Well, I think there was like, I don't know, man. I think, I just feel like maybe they should have just given us more singles and then keep
it. Chill.
What? Because, bro, I don't know. It wasn't. Maybe, obviously, I think, to be honest, it just came out Thursday, innit?
So,
I probably need to listen to it a bit more, but.
Yeah.
I wasn't.
I'm going to listen to it.
I wasn't, like, overly moved by.
Yeah, no. There's a few. Like.
Mind your business.
Yes.
Minding my business.
Yes. Yes, but more so for Blaze. Than anything, I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie.
The Jeremy song sounded better with Endless, and
I think that's the best track on here.
Easily, but I think Mind My Business is.
Mind My Business second, but yeah, I think that Jeremy one is.
Yeah,
probably the best one. Still.
Milkshake was alright as well.
It was alright.
Yeah, but yeah, Feed the Streets, Remzy, he dropped as well.
I haven't heard it yet.
Well, you know me, I like my street rap. I've been spinning that style, I can't lie. He's done his thing still. I think it's like a well put together project in terms of like the features make sense, the sounds that he explores. It's a very like complete project in that aspect in terms of kind of like how I call it the traditional album in terms of when artists go through different tracks and shit like that. But yeah, and the RD Sounds joint sounds better within the project as well.
What, he's got a song with RD?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though I did like it when it came out as a single, but I bet people are trying shit because it's like RD and Rimsy's a bit. It's not the go-to link up that you would expect, but it makes sense still. But yeah, Pull Paper, obviously.
I haven't listened to that properly yet.
Me neither.
Yeah, no.
Did you listen to Bashy back in the day? Did you listen to Bashy back in the day?
Yeah.
God. God. But also Getz has dropped as well, innit? But yeah, no.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I just as well.
Getz. Is are you as an artist, do you reckon you tend to listen to people's music later than because you're just locked in type shit?
I guess it just depends how full or how my day is going, because I like to be somewhere and just chilling and being able to actually take in the music properly.
Okay.
You know, so.
So like even just on a commute and that, would you say?
No, if I'm gonna listen to an album, listen to it properly. I have to go home to listen to that. And just write about, because I like to listen to it in order, you know, and then just take it and I'll be like, oh.
Just fair.
Take it better that way.
Fair.
See how they made it in their in their vision.
Yeah, no, that makes sense though.
Well, yeah.
I think I don't know how we'll do it, but hopefully next week. I don't know what project we're gonna do, because the Getz and the Pull Paper project. I think obviously.
Okay. Alright. Yeah, I need to listen to the Potter Paper project.
Get to listen,
fam, do you know where it is? Yeah, certain projects I'll just take a while to sit down and listen to you. It took me a while to listen to Training Day 3, for example. My friend, she's a big Potter Paper fan, innit?
Yeah.
But she was telling me about Potter Paper from time.
Yeah.
But yeah, it took me a while to get into his music store.
He's good.
But yeah, I'll listen to it at some point. She get me.
Try to get room for this one.
Nah, Bella. She's in China, innit?
Oh yes, yes.
So
yes,
yeah, she's out there working store. But yeah. Also, I wanted to say, you discover artists that I fuck with a lot. I find your taste in artists align with mine a lot. For example, okay, that's so funny. Okay,
good one.
Oh my god, it's calm.
I apologize.
It's calm. What am I saying? Yeah.
You're just asking about artists that you fuck
with. Yeah, artists you fuck with, innit? But yeah, I find your taste in artists, I fuck with a lot, innit? Because the artists you highlight, for example. Yeah, they're sick, innit? For example, I found Reem through you.
Oh, words.
Bex as well.
Okay.
I'm trying to think who else. Those are the two main examples of music I found through it.
Their sounds are amazing. Reem sounds amazing. Bex's sounds just amazing. It's just, yeah, really, really go getters with the bars and shit, you know. And
word.
Yeah, man, it's amazing to see.
Yeah.
Can't believe these are all my friends.
Yeah. But what were you saying? On that note, playlist.
playlist, man?
Playlist things. Okay. Have I already added Victoria's Secrets? What did you do? I can't remember. That's already on there. Alright, cool. I'm gonna add Peanut. Oh, man said Peanut. Pickup's already on there. Yeah, okay.
I'm gonna add.
Okay. Oh, okay, cool. I'm gonna add Mount Rushmore. Off Gets is out. With Kato and Rich. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk about that one.
Okay.
But, is Your Eyes on there, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm gonna add Something. Two songs, get two songs in, yeah. Two songs for the playlist, innit?
Okay.
Two songs that you wanna add to the playlist. The Drake and Lover playlist, that's what it's called.
I'm changing that title soon.
Put Abstain, it's my only one. And say Vinch Sickens.
Okay, makes sense. Sinola Cartel, but you know who.
Okay,
Pot of Paper.
One sec.
Do you know? Yeah, I can't wait. But next week we get into that. I did want to do a new thing when we have people on, basically, to recommend someone that they think who should come on to Slam Talk next.
That would be dope.
So if you got someone, shout them out, tell them to pull up.
Let me think.
Because 2024, China. Johnson.
Yeah.
I say, man, you need to get my guy, you know, Kelvin Five Star. I got a few names. Kelvin Five Star, OG Kemi, Reem. There's a few people. Okay, yeah.
I'll tell you after.
OG Kemi, yeah, we've obviously done Five Star already. But no, he's definitely overdue to come back anyway. OG Kemi and Ring would be cold still.
But yeah, we'll talk after.
Yeah, man. Hope you like, share, subscribe.
Word. Have a good week.
Especially if you listen this far, go check out Abstainers. You want to give them your socials?
Yeah, man. So my socials is Ab Stainless, that's ABZ Stainless, like the metal, and that's everywhere. Spotify is that Ab Stainless, separated, and socials is all one word, Ab Stainless. Once again, yeah, that's me in the socials.
Okay, Cold, we gone, man.
Trust.